Glory to Jesus Christ. When I was thinking about this Sunday, about Christ in the middle of the church, and in this process, I recalled something what I read about a famous painter, artist. I don't remember now name, but it's not important. But I remember this part of story of his life, which says about his attitude towards his students. He was good and he taught how to paint many students, but he was very strict and nasty teacher. Because when a student finished his canvas, he always gave really huge critique on this girl. And then he destroyed that canvas. He destroyed the canvas. The intention was clear, and the students, they didn't like it, but they understood that he doesn't allow them to keep something what is not nice, perfect, or good. He was pushing them to the highest quality. But even that student would make paint beautiful and wonderful picture of this paint canvas, he would destroy this canvas too, because he would say, well, it has to be destroyed because your pride would cause your stagnation. Never be satisfied. And I was thinking about this, and I know Christ, about this gospel, I think that God does the same to us. Well, it is just like a picture, but it can help us to understand many things in our life. How many try, you know, he did everything for us. He wants us back. He wants us to reach this splendor of his being. He offers us this gift, and he paid for this. He took all pain of hell on himself just to make us free. And he wants us back. And then he sees us, sometimes he says, well, you are free, you can walk, and this is technique. How to paint this canvas of our life. This is a model, look at Christ, this is a model of the perfect love you are supposed to reach. So you know, and through word of gospel as today, with just today's gospel will be enough for our salvation, if we keep what is written there. But he says, you know technique, you know you have tools, you have skills, you have talents, everything I gave you. So paint this beautiful canvas of your life. And sometimes we don't care. We say we are smarter than you, God, and we paint what we want in our life. And then God comes and says, no, this is not good. He destroys this. Sometimes we look at the goal, but he said, well, this is good inspiration for me, but I will do it this way. And we make twist to our life according to our own wisdom and wishes and desires. And God comes and says, well, good try, but it destroyed this canvas of our life. Many times we try, but we don't put enough energy, we don't use really fully those gifts and skills he gives us. So we make some kind of nice picture or this paint on the canvas of our life, but it's not enough. We are able to do more. So it destroys this. And sometimes even we try hard and we run hard and we really push ourselves to the limits, and we are very close, he destroys again, because the pride could stop us in progress. Well, this is like description, but well, we can feel that it happens. Don't you have these moments in your life when you feel that now my life is in a mess? Don't you have this moment in your life when you see that somehow everything is broken around me? Don't you have this moment in your life when you feel that, well, if I touch whatever I touch, it's like goes the wrong way? Don't you have this feeling inside many times that even we try hard, somehow we feel that it doesn't work? That we are betrayed, we are harmed, and we are not understood. Don't we have these feelings in our life when even we did everything correctly and we don't see in our life and the lives of those who are closer than us any progress? Don't we have these feelings? And I think that for sure many times I would use this picture now. Those feelings are moments when God destroys canvas of our life which is not done correctly, and He calls us start again. It's not good. Start again. And we should do this. We should start again to paint it. And we it's the worst thing what can happen to us is to blame somebody, to look for problems that, okay, if I have these problems, I have these feelings, I feel down because of those people, because of that situation, because of that. Stop doing this. It's moment when God calls you, you know, it's up to you to start over again from the beginning and build on me. Use my wisdom, use my techniques, use my help, use my gifts, my talents, and start again. And if we do this, God destroyed his next canvas too, again and again. But with each step, we are getting more skills, we are getting more wisdom, and the next canvas of our life will be better, always. Once we give our life to God's hands, once we tell Him seriously, oh God, I want to grow, I want to follow you. So from the time we are with Christ on the cross. Or when we say to Him, and if we have this desire to follow Him, our way will be no other way than His way. It's finished on the cross, on this earth, but there is a resurrection. If we, and this is not good advertising, you know, for Christians, because we cannot offer on this earth anything else than just way of cross. But this is the way He showed us. But it is not suffering which is suffering for nothing. It's just not something that we are enjoying to suffer, enjoying to be in pain. That it is, no, this suffering is suffering which we can compare to the suffering of future mother when she delivers baby. She suffered horribly. It's huge, maybe not in present time, because there are this medication, whatever, but still I think that it has to be suffering. But why? Because new life is coming out. new life is going to be born. A Christian life, yes, it is this process when something old in us is dying, it is connected with pain, but we know and we have hope the new life is emerging. And after resurrection, we will be finally the goal. We can try to mask this pain, we can try to run away, we can try to pretend that this pain is not in our life. We can pretend that, well, okay, this path you are showing to us, it's too painful, I can't take, I will go this way. But, you know, if you are serious with God, God will return you back if you want or you don't want. You can resist to God and to try to find shortcuts. It would not work. He is showing us way. We heard this in gospel today. There is no other way. I would like to invite you to, this is why church gives this cross, the middle of church, the middle of Great Father, Great Fast, actually then in September again, because we need to see that. Because there is a tendency to paint our life according to our thoughts, according to our inspiration, and to put to our life something what comes from this world doesn't come from God. We have to see this cross in the middle of the church and meditate about this message and to understand that if we want to be holy, be like God, if we want to enter to heaven, yes, there is some kind of way of cross, because we have to defeat that old man, actually kill the old man in us, or this old person may new can be born, who is holy and full of Holy Spirit. You cannot keep old ways. You cannot keep your own wisdom and to be holy and to go to heaven. This is not the way grass shows us and teaches us. So if we find difficulties in our life when we try to seriously follow God, don't worry, don't be upset. Actually, for many saints, it was reason for joy, because they knew something is changing in me. And they were happy, actually, to suffer, because they knew that behind this suffering is new life they were longing for. But you know, but if you don't suffer, if you don't have difficulties because you try to follow Christ, and you think your life is easy, well, at the time, you have to spend more time here, because you are on a very bad way. It's not way which, because only those who are spiritually dead don't have these problems, don't feel this pain of suffering. They don't feel. Apostles, when Christ was walking towards his death on Golgotha, they left him. They didn't follow his cross. They didn't share his pain. They left him. They left source of life. But once they understood, they all died by violent death, but jhana. They died because they understood and they started to follow Christ. And they went the true way as he went. In different places, different situations, the same way. So it is strange this Sunday. This Sunday calls us to accept this pain with joy. Pain of following Christ with joy. It's paradox for us. But it is something God gives us to live. So if you feel that pain, that something in your life is in mess, that there is a situation around you is full of mess, problems, that you feel that, well, like everything's like breaking down around you, falling apart, it's a sign from God. Start again to paint canvas over your life. Start